Hello and welcome back, Bay House Buzz listeners. It is great to see you again. Just a reminder to my team in the room, don't bang on the desk here. We've got the big mic out again today. You might need to get a little bit closer though so it picks you up because it's already not picking me up very well. Hi, welcome. We're all talking about being tired before we went on air. Everyone all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, I've said this every time, don't pick up on nods. Cool. So why are we all so tired, do we think? Why so tired? Is everyone just feeling a little bit like the pressure?
Yeah.
Because obviously mocks are now coming up, looming on the horizon.
I'm just thinking how many times we've all heard, right guys, we're year 11 now, it's the big year. How many times have we heard that?
Since year 9.
You've heard it, that's true. You've heard it, but I mean from my lesson just now, no one's actually listened. So, yeah, what? Just you guys, I could happily wring your necks, bless you. I love you all very much, but you're driving me cray cray. So, you're drinking the Delulu lemonade, and I need you to be less Delulu and more focused on what we're doing. What did we have in our little packet? So what did you get from the canteen, Connor?
Tater tots, a cookie, and a drink.
Okay. So that's carbohydrate, and water. Cool. Bit of protein.
Okay. I have protein at home.
Okay. But it will help you. It will help power you through your day as well, give you energy. All right. I've gone for the crackers again this week. What's in the sandwich?
A turkey.
Turkey, nice. Oh, it's a little early, but turkey. What we got today, Katie?
Well, I've got my berries, but at break I had a ham and mustard sandwich.
Cool, nice. Yeah. Mustard. Oh, it's an acquired taste. I'm not a massive fan.
I love it, especially when it like burns your nose.
My husband's like that with horseradish. Do you like horseradish as well? Like, that's the white one. Mm. Gross.
Yeah.
Weirdo. He loves that kind of. Oof, that burn, the heat.
Mm.
Do you like chilies as well?
Yeah.
Yeah? Nice. Anyone else? Is anyone a fan of chilies?
Mm.
They give you like a natural endorphin high. Here comes Sophie. Ready?
And then the heavy breathing.
Podcaster Sophie has just burned her way through the door, not through anything else.
The heavy breathing is her, by the way.
Footsteps all the way along the corridor in B block, and she's back in. Could you shut the door, Sophie? Thank you, darling. Oh, she's come back with food as well. Crikey. Duff, duff, duff. The duff, duff, duff you can hear is Sophie running.
Chocolate cookies.
So, can I get you to come and sit on this chair over here for me, just so you're nice and near to the microphone? Is that right? Thank you. So, it's been, as always, a busy week here at King's Cobra Bay House. What have we, apart from obviously lesson, anything exciting happened for you?
We had a college assembly
from
St. Vincent's College.
Okay, nice. How was that?
It looks good, right. Yeah.
It looks right. Really good, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Obviously, we went there for a taste today as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that was at the end of your term, wasn't it? You went across for the taste today. Nice.
Yeah.
How many other colleges have you had in so far?
We've had the Bay House Sixth Form and so far just the St Vincent one.
Okay, cool.
But that is it.
So I think you've got more coming through the next few weeks, haven't you, from the careers team have organised those for you.
Yeah,
nice. And it's actually, I mean, our Sixth Form is blooming amazing and we get amazing results. And I teach Sixth Form and I love them to bits. They're great. The team are so supportive. But it's about being in the right place for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people are just like, you know what, I need a bit of a fresh start. Or, you know, the courses I want to do are quite vocational and you don't offer them. So it's really about making the choice that's right for you. Sixth form here is very different to main school. Very different to main school. And actually, it's really worth kind of spending some time with some sixth formers having a chat about that. We're going to have some sixth formers coming to talk on the podcast at some point. Possibly last year's podcast team who were desperate to get back in the room. They just want more hot chocolate, everybody. And we're also going to have some times where they're going to come and see the Houses of Parliament to talk about life in the sixth form and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's been quite good. So what course are you after? What sort of thing are you looking at doing next? Yeah.
Probably some biology and chemistry. Mm. I want to do something like medical in the future.
Okay, so this would be a good one for you. So our sixth form, we've got lots of people that go off to do the medical sciences, so yeah, you're really strong. Connor, about yourself?
I've actually looked at all the courses when I went to Bath and Peveril Open Evening.
Okay.
So there's Japanese for their Q-Extra.
Nice.
And then a fine art and, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a type of media thing with like 2D animation for one of their modules.
Okay. So really eclectic mix. Mm. Is there a particular career you're thinking of putting those together for?
Japanese animation.
Nice. I figured that's where you were going to go. That sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
Really exciting. That's definitely a course palette that we can't offer at the moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, but Bart and P do, so that's quite nice. And courses moving forwards, what do we think?
Maybe music, because I've written like a few songs.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie will know about this because she helped me write them.
Yeah.
I've written 12, I think.
Wow.
12 songs.
Prolific. It's an album.
Yeah. I'm on my 13th one now. I'm struggling a little bit, so Sophie's helping me with that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe dance and drama as well.
Okay, it's a bit of performing arts action.
Yeah.
Nice. Sounds really strong. Again, got, you know, our amazing PA team. Legends that they are.
Yes, they
Sophie,
are.
Sophie, what are we thinking?
Same with Chelsea.
Okay.
I'm thinking performing arts and into the film industry.
Nice.
So it's a bit of both, really.
Okay, so a bit of media, a bit of film, but performing arts. Cool, it gives you a nice, again, from a performing arts background, it gives you a nice breadth. We talk about having a triple threat in performing arts, don't we, about music, dance and drama. But actually, if you can add film and media in there as well, it makes you infinitely more employable. So that's a really good idea to make kind of that choice being a nice and broad. Cool.
Mm.
That's just nice to get to know you, you know, and find out what the aspirations are. It's cool. Speaking of aspirations, this week has been the kickoff of Black History Month.
I've
been lucky enough to be in all the assemblies this week, except for yours, sadly enough. And it's about reclaiming narratives this year. So the whole theme of Black History Month is reclaiming narratives. And within the assemblies that we were, our fabulous friends, Votes for Schools, gave us, there's a clip from Hidden Figures. That's just people running up and down the corridor, by the way, folks. Just focus. It's fine. This is why we used to record an old block, but I can't get over there quickly enough. So Hidden Figures is a great film that is just about reclaiming that narrative and saying, you know what, I'm trying to get it shown in the hall next week as part of Black History Month. I'm going to put a screening on of Hidden Figures. We'll get permission yet. So I may have just done a sneaky release without being told I can. But it's a really great movie that is sort of following that story of Catherine Goebel, who was instrumental in getting man into space and being on the moon for NASA, but her work was being claimed by somebody else. And that's really what this is all about. It's about, you know, recognising the contributions that black people have made to our histories that are often overwritten or forgotten. And it's really important. So we often study Mary Seacole to do that, because Mary Seacole is the person of colour that is very similar to Florence Nightingale. We do lots about Florence Nightingale, but I teach about Mary Seacole equally, because when I'm teaching health and social care, she did the same thing. And she was amazing. So, within your Votes for Schools this week, there was a slightly different question, though, and it was focused on, do we understand the difference between appropriation and appreciation? What's that asking about? What's that question kind of, when you chatted to everybody, you said it was really quiet in your tutor groups.
Yeah.
What do you think the question was really asking you about?
Whether we, like, appreciation in terms of whether we respect and we're thankful for other cultures, and potentially appropriation, how we don't really respect it, we're using it for our own personal reasons.
Okay. Has anyone thought of an example that you could give for the appropriation that you might be thinking of?
My teacher used pizza from Italy.
Okay.
So everyone enjoys it, but then there's also people like stylized, like Americans have their Chicago deep dish.
Yes. So is that appropriation or appreciation?
Appreciation.
Okay, interesting. So what would be an example of appropriation? Where a cultural aspect has been taken on board and
blackface.
Okay.
Because that was in the slides.
Yeah, absolutely. And was widely used to prevent people of colour working in the theatre, or to mock people of colour and denigrate them. But actually, yeah, so blackface was an example of that appropriation and not good, and therefore outlawed and banned. Rightly so. But actually, appreciation of culture is really important, isn't it? Really important. A few years ago, about 2 years ago, we had an amazing group in the school called Culture Club. We're rebranding Culture Club, because it always makes you think of 1980s music.
Yeah.
And we're having a resurgence of the group. So a couple of our year nines have sort of taken the mantle of this, and they're going to be restarting this group, and they're going to be coming out into more assemblies, and they're going to be helping me write the tutor slides for the next month during Black History Month, and designing some of the activities that come out. So the things you do in tutor time for the rest of Black History Month will be designed by some of our students, and the activities and the things that there's some did you know that this was invented by this person, and this was created by that person, not actually who you thought it was. So reclaiming those narratives, and they're picking those did you know things, and they're creating that. It's really exciting. But in terms of our results, interestingly, we could tell the difference. So of our community, 71.7% said yes, we know the difference between appropriation and appreciation. And that's largely similar across the country. So 73% in Hampshire and 69.6% in the national community. So pretty much everyone's happy and they understand the difference. And I wonder if that is why we were quite quiet, not just because we understand it, but also because we know that appropriation is a bad thing. And that example that was given is quite an extreme one, but we know that it's actually something we shouldn't aspire to, and it's quite limiting because it definitely reinforces stereotypes. I've talked a lot, but it's mostly because these guys have got their mouths full. So I haven't got lunch today, so I'm just going to say. I'm going to ask this question knowing that I know the answer. Are there any fixtures this week we wanted to celebrate?
The boys had a football game yesterday.
Which boys had a football game yesterday?
The year 11.
The year 11 boys had a football game yesterday. What was the score?
I think it was an equaliser 1-1.
No idea.
Okay, there's no idea. So, my team this year, for those of you who were in the podcast team last year, my team this year are not quite on the ball yet, pun fully intended, with picking up the fixtures. So we need to make sure we get that sorted. Mr. White, come on, get on these guys. So get the fixtures in, all right? And there's I think they've got an Instagram page that you could just follow to get the fixtures. I'm going to put it out there. That would be a really easy way of doing it because they post all their results on the Instagram page. So if you follow their gram, everyone can follow their gram. I think it's at Bayhouse PE, but I might be lying to you. which is mean of me. Have a little look on the gram and you can find out all the results and there's lots of information about fixtures. So do have a look, okay? So I know our sixth form had a fixture that they won, I think it was something like 3-0. So we've had loads of fixtures, but we just aren't finding out. Come on, guys. Be these guys. All right? So anything else happened this week?
We've got a game coming up as well, though.
We've
got a game coming up.
Oh, fantastic. You've got some more names.
Girls football, 9 to 11 girls football. Got a game coming up, I think.
16th of October, we're at home to Bridgemary.
Oh, lovely. So you play over at the Astro?
I think so.
Outstanding. So 16th of October, everybody. Let's go over to the Astro and support the girls' football match against Bridgemary. Go smash it. I think that's outstanding.
I don't know whether I'll be in goal or not.
Last time we spoke about it, we only had two players. So that's really cool. Awesome. I love that. This is our inaugural girls' football match. Speaking of celebrating, which we will be doing after you smash it, obviously. Hot Chocolate Friday this week. Oh, Katie, you feel like helping me read some names? Because my voice is properly boring. So if I start at the top one and then we'll scroll our way down, is that all right? Yeah? So Finley Cumber, well done for your Hot Chocolate Friday this week.
Charlotte Orton.
Well done for your Hot Chocolate Friday this week. Delano Skillmore, well done for your Hot Chocolate Friday this week.
Ollie Bridge.
Well done. William Bates, well done. Woo.
Leyland Waits.
Woo. Outstanding. Cody Goff. Woo.
Annabelle Neal.
You guys are mad. Congratulations. Milliwood Ludlow.
Woohoo. Well done. Benjamin Brett.
Woohoo.
Well done.
Eleanor Gorman.
Woohoo. Oscar Breen.
Woohoo. Well done.
Nearly, there's lots of us. Oliver Pladis.
Woohoo. Wow. Nathan Royal.
And that's all about Hot Chocolate Friday wins this week. That's loads of you. Well done, you guys, for your Hot Chocolate Friday this week. I know it was a Mr. Willis free zone, but you had the fantastic Mr. Adley and Miss... Who else was there? Harlan, I think, today for company. And there's still no cookies left, and I'm still disappointed. and they never send me one. It's so rude. So, what else is the word on the street of Bayhouse this week? What else has been going on at Bayhouse this week? We have visitors. Do you want to see visitors this week?
Oh, yeah. I think it's Mr. Cross the Bold One. And that's the only one I can sort of, that's the only way I can sort of tell who he is.
So we have Mr. Mohammed and Mr. Cross, yes. Mr. Cross is our CEO from King's Central.
I think they both came into my English lesson to have a look.
They came to see lots of your 11, so you might have seen them in your popping into your lessons in the morning.
Yeah.
No, Connor's like, no,
I had Mrs. Driscoll and
I'd Mr. Adley.
Not the CEO, the other one. I don't know what their name was. It was a her.
Oh, yeah, we're stalking you a lot. We're all coming around and stalking you quite a bit.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're all doing what you should be doing. No one turns out to my dance lesson when you're all just chatting and sharing chocolate. And by the way, not sharing chocolate with me.
I didn't even get a look in.
Rude.
I didn't even get a look in on your desk.
Anyway.
I saw it.
I'm sorry. But like.
Liberties. So,
speaking of liberties, you.
What?
What's Connor done now?
I don't know what I've done.
I don't know what you've done either. So, Nick Cross and Mr. Mohammed visiting for the week. It was really exciting to see them on Wednesday, and they were just coming around to see how we're doing. It's their first sort of proper visit and inspection since we have come back since September.
Wow.
It was really lovely to see them. And they were incredibly impressed with our young people. really were. They said that, you know, around the school it's really calm, everyone's working really hard. They went to loads of different lessons, and everyone, I mean, obviously at the moment with everyone thundering past the door, not so much calm. But actually, they were really, really impressed with you guys on Wednesday. Wow. When they came round. And they said it's, you know, such a great place to be. And I think Mr. Cross said the word flagship school for the academies. I was like, what does flagship mean?
If it means a good thing, we're down for it.
It absolutely does. It means, like, this is your flagship, is like the thing that you hold up in most high. This is the thing to aspire to. So Mr. Cross was saying, wow, Bay House, within all of the King's schools, Bay House is the school to aspire to be like, because we've got it on lock. And I was like, yeah, we did. I can't get away with it, can I? I'm not nearly young enough. Far too old for those things now.
So we're down to being the best school ever.
I just want to put it out there. All the signs, I feel like we're all, us prefects were seen, and obviously we're wanted and used for, but I feel like we're not seen enough. I feel like we need to be, like, more
useful. There's a bit of a pull with you. I think you need to be more useful too. I'm still waiting for one or two people in the prefect team, you know who you are, to give me their duty requests so I can put the duty rotor out, because you should be out and about at lunchtimes and things. But there's a pull, because obviously you've got your mocks coming up, and I'm not allowed to take you too much before your mock exams. So that's why they're trying to give you, not put too much on your case before the mock exams. But there's lots more coming up. So the reading buddies have got their training. So reading buddies meet with year 7s and 8s first, and you've got your training Monday afternoon, period 5.
Is it period 5 and 6?
No, just period 5.
Damn it.
She was always the
worst. You'll live, because I couldn't take you out of a double period, because that wouldn't be fair on those teachers.
Mr. Nicholson won't mind.
This is what I mean by the fact I'm not allowed to take you loads. So we're doing a reading buddy training. The whole point of a reading buddy is to support someone and build their confidence in their reading skills.
I think it was yesterday, me and Chelsea were walking, and we saw a young girl crying, and we go,
are you okay? And they go, no. And we're like, what's happened? She got a half an hour detention, but because she's got diabetes, she can't stay after school for too long.
So we were like, talk to your parents, get the parents' emails.
Just come and tell us, and we can sort it out.
Yeah.
Just talk to us.
Or I said, anything happens, just say Brown Chester's got prefects, and just come and find her.
Yeah.
If we ever need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So well done for being that upstander.
She was so cute. Oh,
she gave her a hug as well, just to make sure she was alright.
Yeah, well done. And that's what being an upstander is all about. And it's really about building that confidence to have conversations. And the more you read, don't leave her hanging. She wants a high five. The more you read, the more confident you are in having lots of conversations, because you build your vocabulary. There is lots and lots of research out there that says the better you read and the more you read, the more creative you are, the more language you know and understand and can use. So that's why it's a real focus for all KJ schools on reading.
That's true, though, because in English, I wasn't reading a lot. And I think I was working at like a 5 or a 6. Mm. And I started reading, and then I got to my year 10 mocks, and I'm like at a 7 and an 8.
Living, walking, breathing proof. Okay, it's true. So you guys as reading buddies are going to be vital, instrumental in helping a group of young people who just need to build their confidence in reading and their interests. So you're coming down, they're going to come down right at the end, you're going to meet your buddy, and you're going to choose your books.
I actually
going to be really
forgot
excited.
What I put myself down for.
Well, then open the document and find out, because I'm not your mum.
Where's the document?
So in our Google Drive, Classroom, you can open it up, and the what you've selected is there.
And the reading buddy.
Oh, crumbs.
When we find out she's the one who's missing her form.
Possibly. I don't think it is. I haven't got time to open it.
My colleague comes to me, Chelsea, why hasn't the voter been updated? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I can't see myself on that. I'm like, have you filled out the form? He goes, I'm pretty sure I did. I'm like, just double check.
He came and said to me, did I? And I went, no, you didn't. No, here you go. Here's the link. Do it again. So, well, once we've got everyone popped
up. He keeps telling me that he's done it. I'm like, are you lying
to me? He has now. Just has, and then I've obviously got to have time to sort your rotor out, because we're going to have people out doing litter picking at lunchtime. So we'll have people on duty teams just picking up bits of litter as they go, or just walking around with a bin in their hand going, got any rubbish, kind of thing. It's better doing that rather than dropping it and having to pick it up. Let's preempt it and stop the problem.
I actually
want to talk to you guys next week about litter, because it is a mass. I hate litter. It's one thing that really sticks for me right in my heart. That litter is appalling. and we need to sort it out.
Especially as we live near the coast as well.
Yeah, it'll flow
straight into the sea.
And but all the seagulls as well, they like to come down. I nearly got swooped by one the other day.
Has anybody ever been pooped on by a seagull?
Yeah.
Yep.
Raising your hands doesn't help.
Yes.
I was
sorry.
It's good luck.
Is it? I was walking out the gate in year 8. On my skirt. This is when I used to wear skirts. So I wear trousers now, guys.
But it's supposed to be lucky.
Just before I went to the office as well, so I had to be stuck in the room with that smell.
Not good luck.
So I'd be stuck in the room.
The reason why we get pooped on by the seagulls is because we feed them. If we didn't feed them, they wouldn't come here. They know our timetable. They hang around waiting for break time because you guys drop so much food on the floor. And a part of me also, you know, we talked about food waste last week. Actually, I think that it's a little bit sad that I see whole things thrown on the floor.
Oh yeah, I saw boys throw like strawberries on the floor earlier.
It's like, come on now.
I saw a whole pot of like spaghetti bolognese, whatever it is.
Just chucked on the floor. And that's like, I mean, would you do that in your house? Would you do that in your house?
No.
And that's the point. And so what we need to do is look at why people are doing that and how to stop it. So next week I want you to come back with some thoughts to share with our audience, to share with me about how we can stop it, okay? We don't need to just tell people off, because we know they're just going to do it. So what can we do to stop? So one part of the duties when you're at lunchtime will be just walking around with some of the hoops with bin bags on, just going, got rubbish, easy, and you hand it off to the next person who picks up for you.
Yeah,
some people will be helping us out on the queue, making sure we get people through the canteen nice and quickly. Some people have put down to be mentors.
Yes, I have as well.
What is a mentor for you? Why did you put down mentor?
I think it's just because I think we wanted to help like the younger kids because we know what it's like to be in their shoes, to be like, oh, these are all big kids. I'm kind of a bit on edge because I'm pretty sure going back to year 7, we all remember our first year in year 7 thinking this is a big school. I don't know how I'm going to get through this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
that's the role of mentor.
I think we want to just
first year in second school is the biggest because I think it's quite difficult to start a new school. When you're in junior school, you're in year 6, you're kind of at the top of the food chain, you're at the top.
Mm-hmm.
But then
you're big fish in a small pond.
Yeah, and then now you're in second school.
Year 7 is
you're
a completely different
again.
Game.
You kind of
working your way back up again. It's that change of hierarchy, but also, particularly our school, we are the 7th biggest school in the country.
Are we actually?
Wow.
Damn.
We are actually. So coming from a primary school where you've been in a class of 30 or 25, and there's 2 classes, to coming here where there are 12 classes of 30 in your year group alone. It's massive.
People.
It's huge. There's often more people in a year group than there were in people's primary schools with all the year groups involved. It's huge. When you think about it like that, you realise you're a very small fish in a very big pond. And for some people, that's really overwhelming.
It's quite scary to be in such a big school with so many people, especially if you're in year 7. You've got all the other big kids. I've noticed only young year 7s being pushed around.
Yes, I've seen that as well, and I've stopped
really
it.
And I felt
good. And
I
that whole stopping
upset,
it is really important.
I saw that thing on the news
actually
about
trying
the stop.
Because I was walking out of B block the other day, and I saw a group of year 11s bullying a year 7. I went over to them, just like,
"What are you doing?"
And that's the important thing to
do. Why are you doing it?
So you mentioned the poster, Chelsea. Talk to me.
I saw it briefly, but it's basically the word stop.
Yep.
It means different things.
Okay, what's one of the things? So how do I know I'm being bullied?
It happens...
Several times on purpose.
Yeah.
Stop, S-T-O-P. And then go on, so several times on purpose, and then what do I do about it?
Start telling other people.
Sophie shouts across the room, start telling other people,
no,
absolutely.
I have a better one. Anti-bullying ambassadors.
So those are the other people.
The other people.
Remember, that doesn't... Anti-bullying ambassador doesn't match the stop, remember, Chelsea.
Yes.
We're trying to reinforce
safeguarding
the idea.
Safeguarding team, your head of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any person you can trust, or just a teacher in general.
A mentor, so you guys with the young people, so you intervening is really important. So we're going to come back to this next week, but with something slightly more sinister.
Oh.
And I want you to be on your A game next week. We've got some... We need the fixtures back in, guys. We need everybody focused, all right, and in the room. And we've got to really focus because I've got some very tough questions to ask you next week. So bring your A game. And that, everybody, is a wrap for this week. Say goodbye.
Bye, guys.